here's what happened. For 3 nights, I haven't slept. I'm not saying I'm the new messiah, but when I rose this morning, I knew that something had shifted. I showered really early, so early that the dawn chorus was just clearing its throat. Then I jumped into my little car and set off for London. Don't be silly, of course I got dressed first. I have a two-seater red Mazda MX something or other, I don't care about that bit, with a soft top and a very good sound system, although Jim reckons his controls are better than mine. What is it with boys and their knobs? I clambered into my seat, put on a woolly Tibetan hat that makes me look like a very sad old meerkat, checked the time, 7 a.m, and put my foot down. It wasn't exactly cold, but it wasn't warm either. By the time I reached Streatham, I'd thawed. I arrived at the flat in time to check my emails, strip the bed and change into my trainers. Then I walked very briskly, so briskly that when the white van men honked their horns, I knew it was less about my hourglass shape and more about certain body parts wobbling and my little legs taking me as fast as they could. I arrived in Sloane Square with 30 minutes to spare. I went into Chelsea's parish church and sat on a pew on my purse. Fancy me, thinking anyone would nick it in the house of God. But anyway, I sat unevenly, closed my eyes, and had a jolly good meditate. When I opened my eyes, the parish council were quietly mumbling round their big table. It was a little like the Vicar of Dibley without Miss French. The huge stained glass window was incandescent. I tried to leave as quietly as I could, but my trainers squeaked on the floor. The parishioners ignored me in that obvious way that groups do when an interloper has interloped, and I left the smell of lilies behind me. I met up with a friend and a young woman. I asked for a chamomile tea with a little pot of honey and got an Earl Grey instead. The girls asked for one cappuccino and one latte. Two cups of identical coffee arrived. I ordered a croissant. Something resembling a dry ferret landed on the table, and that's when the aforementioned woman lost her trolley and demanded a plate, a napkin, and a little respect. All I wanted was my tea.